Welcome back to ILTA Voices, your home for all things ILTA.
Welcome to ILTA Voices. This is Dawn Hudgens, Vice President of Service Delivery for ILTA, and I am joined today by Gina Buser, the CEO of Traveling Coaches. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you agreed, so thank you very much, to come on here and talk a little bit to our business partners regarding how to prepare for a successful ILTACon or any really successful event that you do with us. So let's just jump right in and start talking about how you prepare your team.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing that I would say, Dawn, around preparing our team is it takes a lot of intentionality in planning. So for example, for any event, and especially ILTACon, we really look at an event in three phases: pre-conference, the actual conference, and then post-conference. And we have key metrics and checklists for each of those phases.
All right. So you just mentioned metrics. So how do you plan for success and or measure for success?
Great question. So it depends on the conference and what all we're doing, but some examples of metrics that we look at are things like number of meetings that we have during the conference, number of qualified leads or opportunities that are identified throughout the conference, the number of connections that we make throughout the conference. It also, we may have some metrics around the topics that we're speaking on, how much we're speaking, that type of thing. So it really depends on the event, but we look at the event and say, what does success look like? If we're at the end of that event or the week following, how do we know that we were successful? And from that really comes our metrics.
Okay. One of the metrics that you mentioned was connections. Now, I like this. I know what that would mean to me just by you saying it at face value, but tell me what that means for traveling coaches.
Yeah, great question. So for us, it's really, you know, ILTA is, and traveling coaches is too, which is why we fit together so well. We are very relational. We're a relational team, and ILTA is a relationship community. It's not a transactional community. I mean, for example, I know for us and many other business partners out there, I mean, our sales process, if we close something in 3 months, like that's super short, and 18 months to 2 years is kind of more the norm, right? So it's all about relationships. So connections at conferences, certainly the connections that we make in the booth are important, and we measure that. But also, what about the connections that we make at the networking events or within sessions? There's lots of different opportunities for us to have connections, even in volunteering. That's a great way to make connections. So we really look at what are all the different ways that we can connect, and then again, make sure that we're intentional about connecting in all those areas.
One of the things that you mentioned when we were preparing for this was how you encourage your team if they see people who are your customers or who are potential customers, and you see that they're speaking, you seek them out and you go and you listen to them. You give your support to them for that speaking engagement. And that set with me kind of nice, because it's always great to see a friendly face. It's also good to know that you have people in your network that are supporting you when you're speaking at an event. So I thought that was a great idea. Do you have other, key ideas that you guys implement at conference kind of like that with regards to support?
You know, it's really all about how can we add value to our customers, the ILTA community as a whole. And so we look at the schedule and we say, where are the areas where we can make connections and we can add value, and we make sure we're there. And we're just super intentional around that. So we reach out to clients. For example, when I mentioned earlier, one of our metrics are meetings. We don't just count on booth traffic. Now, Don't get me wrong, booth traffic is super important, right? And we want members to come and engage with us in the booth, but we don't rely on that. We reach out and look for additional ways back to that connections, the one-on-one meetings, the speaking sessions. We talk to them about meeting up at different socials, the opening reception, the closing reception, our events, other business partner events. Again, it's being very intentional about how we're connecting. Yes, a lot of it happens just organically, but we are also pretty intentional about it as well.
Yeah, I like that. And I am sure by saying that you are intentional, that all your meetings you plan way before you actually get to conference and you don't wait till you're actually on site.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I figured that was the case. So you did mention the closing reception. I always find this interesting because, you know, I have sat on both sides. I've been on the business partner side. And I only attended one closing reception as a business partner. And that was my last one, which was a really important one for me. And I did not attend the first opening night my first year, but I did my second year, which is where I met you in person for the first time. And I noticed the difference between the openness of people from Sunday night to Thursday nights, because Sunday night, so much going on, so much energy, people are a little uptight. By Thursday, it's a whole different relationship opportunity to talk and to network and to really get to know people. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know it's tiring for all of us by Thursday. Like, we're all worn out. And maybe it's because we're worn out, we're able to chat and open up a little bit more. But I think that one is really important. Thank you for that. So you mentioned about having three phases to the conference. Now, I don't want you to give away all the secret sauce to traveling coaches, but can you tell me a little bit about what each of those three phases look like, how you intentionally prepare your team pre-conference, at conference, and post-conference?
Absolutely. So the pre-conference is where we're really talking at a high level of the conference. What are the themes? What are the strategies? Now, as you might imagine for us, we're already thinking and planning for our Monday night event that happens. I mean, it's April 11th, and we've already planned, you know, we're planning our Monday night event. So that's a big part. But what are the venue considerations? What are the opportunities to volunteer? Who can volunteer, when and where? We start planning some of that out early on. We start talking about the webinars that are coming up and who needs to attend those, who's taking copious notes, sharing that information out. Some of the details that come in your team's emails, we're already starting to share that information. So in those early planning meetings, we're really looking forward to what's ahead and what are the key areas that we need to make sure that we are planning for and focusing on.
Excellent. So when conference is going on, and of course you guys are being pulled in 100 different ways because you've planned for that, you've intentionally planned for that. Do you do anything special when you're at conference? Like, do you have team meetings each day? What kind of things do you cover if you do?
We do. We have team meetings each day. We call them daily huddles, and we just talk about who needs to be where, what schedule changes, because invariably meetings will change, or someone that wasn't available is now available, and that's a key meeting for someone. So someone needs to get booth coverage. Whatever that looks like, we're just talking about the changes. Also, sometimes you guys, ILTA, will have updates and changes, so we make sure that people are aware of that. Great reminders for well-being, making sure that people are getting the rest they need, making sure that they're drinking more water than they normally do. I mean, just really focusing on the whole person, the business side of it, but let's make sure that we're taking care of everyone as well. It's a great opportunity to get feedback, what's working, what's not working, where do we need to course correct. We're, of course, documenting that so that we have that for future years. Great opportunity just for encouragement for our team as well, because it's a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, even though it feels like a sprint in many ways. So it's just a great opportunity for those encouraging moments and where making sure everybody knows where they need to be and what's going on.
Great. Now, conference has happened and you guys are back at your offices. How do you handle the post-conference? What do you do for that?
We have a debrief meeting, and we have an area in our OneNote notebook where we encourage people to document feedback, good, bad, and areas of improvement, right? All throughout the week, because we remember it when it's happening, right? And with everything being so mobile accessible, it's easy to jump on our phones and document that. And then in our debrief meeting, we really unpack every day very quickly, but we unpack every day. What went well? What would we change for future years? We capture that information for venue because we know that we repeat venues, right? So it's great to be able to go back to what did we love about DC? What was challenging? That type of thing. The other thing that is so fantastic about having this debrief meeting is I now have feedback from everyone's perspective, and I can include that in the ILTACON survey that is shared with us within a week after conference. And so now it's not just my experience that I'm sharing in that survey, it's our entire team's experience. And so I find that to be really helpful. As a matter of fact, I do not complete that survey until we have that debrief meeting, so that I'm able to give ILTA thorough feedback. And then I know that you guys will act on the collective feedback from the business partners. So that's an important part for us.
Thank you.
And we also celebrate. I don't want to forget that. That's important. We celebrate our success and what we did well and what the team did well and all that good stuff. So that's a big part.
Excellent. And I do want to thank you for the survey. We look at those very closely. And it's amazing some of the comments that come in, because sometimes in the surveys, you will get a comment about something, but that's not really what the issue was. And so you have to really dig deep to find the issue so you can fix it, right? Right. For the future. And so I personally appreciate that. So thank you very much, Traveling Coaches, for that one. Here's one that's pretty important. It's been a big topic for this year. It has been a big topic for us since I've been at ILTA, and that is safety and security. So we have lots of plans. We always have lots of plans around safety and security. We look at those each year. We change what we do to fit the climate and how the environment of the event has changed, making sure that we provide the most secure event that we possibly can. What do you do with your team? How do you prepare them for a safe and secure conference?
It's a great question. And this is one that has been part of our planning process for many years, not just this year or last year. But we have one of the things that we have always really promoted and expect among our team members is what I call a buddy system. And that is, we try our best to make sure that anytime we have individuals going to networking events, that type of thing, especially evening events, that there are at least two people there. And we're looking out for each other. We're also looking out for our clients as well, but we're looking out for each other. And so we call that the no woman or no man left alone, right? And that has really helped prevent some potential challenging situations in the past. We also talk a lot about consumption of alcohol, and it is very easy to get caught off guard with consumption when you are tired, not well rested, not well hydrated, going from social event to social event. So we talk about the importance of making sure that you're rotating water after a drink, or there's nothing wrong with walking around with a water instead of a drink, right? So we just talk about the importance of all of that and how is that also going to impact your rest and your day tomorrow. And so safety is something that we have always, and maybe historically, it's because we have had so many female employees, although I will say we've had men that have been rescued as well. from challenging situations. So it's not something that just happens to females. And it's not something that just happens to business partners or members. It's both. And we've seen situations on both sides. And I think it's just those conversations before conference going in, and then the reminder the day of and the huddles. And then it's just a really good foundational setting to, we want to keep you safe. It's important. We want to keep our clients safe. And here's some things that you can intentionally do to create that safe environment and contribute to that safe environment.
Wonderful. Thank you. I pulled from that several key pieces, but the one that I really, really liked is that you're not only looking out for each other, but you're also looking out for your clients and for the true network of what is ILTA. And I appreciate that so much. I think if that is something that we adopt, and not only as a membership, but as a volunteer group and a business partner group, we'll be in a really great situation if everyone were to adopt that. So I like that. So we're going to wrap this up. So what if you could leave like three small things that people could take away that would make a big difference? I know there's a lot to choose from here, but what would your three things be?
I would say be very intentional with your planning. Start early with that planning. I would also say have fun. ILTA is a great, fun community. What other time do we have to all come under one roof with so many amazing thought leaders and our clients and outstanding business partner community? Make sure that you're having fun and enjoying the opportunity and not taking it for granted. And then I would also say measure. Measure what's working, measure what's not working, and then adjust for future events.
Wonderful. Gina Buser, Traveling Coaches, thank you so much for joining us today on ILTA Voices.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to seeing you at the next conference.
I look forward to seeing you as well.
All right. Thank you.